This is episode 1778. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to show up for yourself as you get ready to meditate today. Or maybe you're simply going to do the meditation technique I share with you in each episode. Maybe you do these techniques as you wash your dishes, or as you go about your day, maybe as you commute to work. It's all good. We all start our meditation journey somewhere. Honor where you are on this journey. Well, we are midweek through our mental cleanse theme this week. You have discovered insight and a meditation technique uniquely customized for giving yourself a mental cleanse. In today's episode, you will honor yourself. And sometimes that can be the hardest thing of all to do, because it's much easier to be distracted or stressed or in emotional turmoil. It keeps you occupied. It can keep you away from what may truly matter most in your life, and that is you showing up authentically day in, day out. That can be the hardest part of life. In fact, you may do yoga. And I remember having a yoga teacher who would tell us that the hardest pose of all to do, out of all the postures, out of all the myriad ways you can twist and turn and stretch your body doing a yoga asana, the hardest pose is to stand on your own 2 feet, to stand balanced firmly on your own 2 feet. In yoga class, you may notice that people will do these very difficult poses, but yet you may notice that they seem agitated in life, or maybe they have some ego as they do these poses. They have this pride, not in a way that they feel good about what they're doing, and they may have worked hard to do what they're doing, but even a sense of competitiveness with other people in the class. And I always find this interesting when I'm at a yoga or meditation retreat. Inevitably, it seems there will be people there. Even sometimes the whole feeling of the retreat can be such that people are more focused on what they're doing, or what they can do, or how long they meditated, or what a great meditation experience they had, rather than getting together and sharing a moment and a space in time without feeling as though someone has to win or be better. When we can reach that moment, we all win. I was watching my son's lacrosse game last week, and the team they were playing really clobbered his team. But at the end of the game, there was this beautiful Florida sunset with these vibrant hues of orange and hot pink. The whole sky was lit up with this sunset and these bright colors. People just stopped going to their cars to rush home from the game, they stopped and stared at the sunset. Both teams stopped and stared. And I thought about how during the game, there had been so much competition between the two lacrosse teams. And yet, here everyone was, unified together with this sunset. So as you focus on a mental cleanse this week and today as you meditate, focus on how you can show up in a way that makes others win as well. In order to do this, you may want to focus on your seventh chakra. If you're not sure what a chakra is, many traditions around the world refer to chakras. In yoga and meditation, most people agree there are seven chakras, and they are energy centers within your body that harbor your emotions and your experiences, your memories. And so your chakras represent different aspects of yourself. Well, at the crown of your head, your seventh chakra, this represents you connected to something bigger than yourself. Just like when you're watching a sunset with a crowd of people who, in my case last week, had been in vicious competition with each other. If you've ever watched a lacrosse game with the rackets, it is considered part of the game to smack people with the racket and to pummel them with a ball. And my son is the lacrosse goalie for his team. And the game had been pretty intense. And here everybody was stopped in their tracks, unified by this brilliant sunset. So what are your sunset moments that connect you to the world at large, where you're able to let go of your ego and open up to an experience that connects you with the divine, maybe with your notion of God or your spirituality or your highest essence? Whatever this means to you, can you connect with that today, now, at this moment? So take this technique, focusing on your seventh chakra at the crown of your head. The color is a soft violet, light pinkish color. As you focus on your crown chakra, you may even feel a tingling at the crown of your head. It's a beautiful feeling. So take this now into your meditation, knowing our full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app, which you can try for 2 weeks, free access to over 1,700 guided meditations, including journals and guides that go along with each week's theme, the Sip and Om meditation app. So sink now into your inner stillness and the best part of who you are. You are so worth slowing down for.